hello and welcome to season two of Crosstalk, the good show where two funny friends do the New York Times crossword and talk about it. Actually, we did it earlier, but we're talking about it now and other crossword related things. These intros are so hard. I'm your host, Laura, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Colin. Hello, Colin.
What's up?
Yeah, we're cool today. Today we've decided to be cool. What are some cool activities you like to do?
What are some cool activities I like to do? Wear a tight white t-shirt, roll sleeves up, put a pack of cigarettes under.
Yes.
Wear a leather jacket, hang out with the greasers on motorcycle. Yes.
Dance on a car.
That kind of stuff. Where I often
you
to be
do
cool,
that
I sort of like
often,
strip,
most weekends.
Strip shirtless, wear a big like buffalo skin on my head, paint my face red, white, and blue. Like, that's one of the things I often do, you know?
Storm into buildings. Yeah.
You know that guy's name? He goes by the... He's the Q Shaman.
Q Shaman. Incredible.
Yeah. And I was like... I was when I read that, I was so pissed. Because I was like, Laura tells people she's the Q Shaman. Like, this guy has just been saying that, too. That's not cool.
It's so interesting, too, because, like, he's lying about it. Because I...
actually am the Q Shaman.
I am the Q Shaman. And Q has actually told me that that guy is, like, not legit. And so it's interesting that he has gotten... has risen to some level of fame over his, like, antics this week in D.C. And I don't know. I've kind of haven't. And, like, I'm the real person. Shamaning.
I guess this is like a good, it's good time as any to announce that you and I have been working for a while on a new website called 64chan that we will be debuting soon. And it's like, it's basically where you can post whatever like sick memes.
Yeah, I think it's time. I think the market is definitely ready to be like kind of broken open by something like this. And it's a good precursor to our next site, 69chan, which...
we both, like, 64chan is kind of a stepping stone to 69chan. We couldn't have gone from 8chan to 69chan. It didn't make any sense, but...
It didn't make any sense. But I think from 64chan to 69chan, it'll be a logical kind of jump, and our following will come with us.
Yeah. Dankness will increase.
When was the first time you read Q's theories... And you were like, yeah, this makes sense.
I guess day one. I guess the first time he was like, I'm a high ranking government official. Here's the question. Why is Q dumb? But then there was that like, you know, op-ed columnist who was like, I am anonymous. I work inside the Trump administration. And then published a book by anonymous.
Cool.
And he's like, whoa, this is the coolest thing in the world. I guess that was better because he spoke to sort of like neoliberals who are on the internet instead of insane people who are on the internet.
Yeah, I think he made a bit more sense. I think Q's things are always like, there's a storm coming and you can tell because there's like this one, if you circle each letter of this sentence, like, I, you know, those don't make sense.
And Anonymous was more like, and I said to him, Mr. President, this is immoral, but I will do it anyway because it is my duty and I must respect the Constitution, but I'll tell people about it later.
Yeah, and that kind of like tracks.
I did have this. We're recording on Jan 11th. I had this weird thought this morning. I was like, whoa, presumably, theoretically, Trump is gone by the end of next week. Isn't that wild?
I know. I'm not ready. Like, comedy has really flourished in these last 4 years.
We've all been able to go, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, what's happening in the White House is so crazy, so kooky crazy.
I know. I just like, I'm so happy for lecture comedy. I love when comedians do a tweet storm that's like, hey, listen up, people. What's happening? Or whatever.
It's like bad.
It's bad. And then they post a bunch of sort of like fetishistic pictures of Stacey Abrams. And they're all like, we love you. We stan. I will miss that.
I will miss that. That's been like a bright light in these dark times. There's not going to be as good comedy about Joe Biden because if anyone ever makes fun of him, people will be like, hey, listen, like he has a stutter and that's actually brave and cool.
And they'll be like, oh, would you rather have Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we had Trump.
I guess you want to go back to Trump, huh? It's like, no, I just want to be funny politically.
Rip on Joe Biden.
I just want to rip on Joe Biden. Leave me alone.
He just like lives in a basement in Delaware.
He does.
And wants the fucking Amtrak train.
He absolutely does. And then, yeah, I guess he's just staring up at his wife's fake doctorate degree.
Dr. Jill's face, like, hey, Mac, you know, the silver speeding train. It's very erotic. It's phallic, Jack. And I was like, okay, Joe, nobody asked. Okay. You don't need to bring it up.
Yeah, Joe, maybe run this by your speechwriters. The speechwriters are all like, yeah, but it is kind of like really sexy.
Fuck the train. It's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Hey, let's fucking Amtrak.
That's the truth. And it's not the worst thing a president said, so. Yeah, so that's fun. Do we have anything in the world of like movies and TV that we need to update our fans on?
No good trailers. I watched Tenet over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Were you confused?
Okay. You know, I would say, I don't know how to explain this. I will not be able to explain this correctly. I think I understood all the physics and what was going on the whole time.
Right.
There are points
where
the movie itself is just kind of confusing, where like the timelines got a little mixed up. But then I went after I finished and read like a plot synopsis. I was like, yeah, I understood everything. Like everything that happened, I was not confused that it was happening. In fact, I was sort of on edge for more crazy things to happen. I was like, this is going to be a thing. And then it wasn't.
That's so interesting. So that sounds like it's a badly made movie to me.
It is probably, well, excepting The Dark Knight Rises, it's probably Christopher Nolan's like worst made movie, in terms of like story. But Kirby and I were talking about it. If you just think of it as like, okay, imagine a James Bond movie, but it's kind of stupid. Like the first 90 minutes works really well under that framework.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Just watch a James Bond movie then.
My recommendation to people with Tenet is watch the first 90 minutes. And then when they start to plan the third act, fast forward until like the last 15 minutes and it'll be fine.
I like that.
You know, the end sequence in Inception where they're in like the snow base.
Oh yeah.
Imagine if that was like much more boring and not that good.
I can't and I Skip won't. That's crazy. That really was the golden age of movies back then.
2008 was the golden age of movies.
Yeah, I'll stand by it. All my friends are just like discussing Inception and how like crazy it was.
Yeah.
Super fun. And then I think that ended with the Limitless movie coming out and everyone talking about Limitless pills forever.
Want that pill?
Gotta have that pill.
Give me that pill. Not our joke. Okay. Yeah, I've never seen Limitless.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I saw the trailer maybe 7,000 times. So that's pretty good. Okay, cool. There's nothing really new in Taylor Swift news, which is another thing our listeners care about. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to the new album?
Folklore?
Funny.
I listened to Folklore, but I haven't listened to the other one. What's it called?
Evermore. It's my favorite album Folkdom. Ever created.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's called Folkdom. Yeah. It's Folklore, Folkdom, and then there's a third one coming. Yeah, Folkless. Folkmore, Folkless. Folk off. That's funny. You should be on Taylor Swift's marketing team.
Hey, I'd love to. They recorded it up here.
Oh, I know. And it looks so beautiful. Long Pond. Ugh. Let me add it. I want to go to there. Okay, so we're going to do a segment called...
Is it Laura Week?
This is a Laura
Listeners
Week.
At home keeping track of, is it a Colin Week or a Laura Week? It's a Laura Week. You can tell. Yeah, a couple clues.
Write this down.
Laura said the intro.
I said the intro really well. So last week for a Colin Week, we got to do something like kind of fun, retrospective, and do... grading of our 2019 resolutions to Santa. So that's fun. We'll probably be doing a lot more revisiting of those. Yeah. Today we're just gonna like kind of kick back and have a little fun with.
I love to kick back. I love to have fun.
This is gonna be the most terrible audio and not fun to play, but we're kicking back and we're having fun with a game called Johto.
Oh no.
Okay, Johto is one of these like classic computer science games. It's a logic oriented word game played with two players, and it's kind of like Mastermind. No, what's that game?
Yeah, it's like Mastermind.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, Mastermind is the one where
with symbols and stuff.
Or Mastermind is the way I used to play Mastermind growing up is like a person puts down a bunch of pins of certain color. And I tell you if you have the colors right, but they're in the wrong place, or you have the colors right and they're in the right place. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So I used to play that on Neopets nonstop. It wasn't called Mastermind or something. It was called like Jigglypuffs. No, sorry.
I don't think it was called Jigglypuffs.
It was called Jigglypuffs. Like, fucking look it up. So Johto is, I say a five-letter word. I mean, I don't say it.
Okay, it'd be pretty easy if you said it.
It'd be pretty easy. I'm going to think of a five-letter word. The example they give on Wikipedia is other. And then...
Oh, other is a bad one.
Other is such a bad one.
Because there are no... Well, we'll get into why other is bad.
And so then you guess a word like peach, and I say two. And two means there are two letters that are the same. So E and H.
This is so hard. It's going to be so hard.
I know, it's going to be so hard. But we were on the phone talking about Johto, and you were saying that you were really good at it, or really good at thinking about it, because you've done crossword.
No, that's not quite it. I was really good at thinking about an answer and a guess. So when I had all of the information, I was good at coming up with anagrams of words, or anagrams of words that were like one or two letters off.
I think that should still help you, because you're...
We'll find out. I think it'll be harder when you're just like two.
I know.
I'm like, I don't fucking know which two.
You're like, okay. So let's try it. Okay. Wait, let's try it now. And I've got a word, and go ahead.
I'll start with peach.
Oh, one.
Oh, God damn it. And you can't repeat characters, right?
No.
It's an English word and you can't repeat characters.
It's an English word and you can't repeat characters.
Okay. How about... How many guesses do I have?
I guess infinite. We're going to see how many guesses it takes you, and then I'm going to see if I can beat you going the other direction, and then we'll talk about the crossword.
Now I can only think of words that are one character different than peach, and that doesn't...
That's so funny. What other words do you think of? React.
Cheat. No. And... Cheat. Leech.
Okay.
How about a seek? S-E-I-K-H.
S-E-I-K-H? What does that mean?
Is that how you spell it?
Oh, no. You're thinking S-I-K-H?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Shit. Invalid.
Okay. How about shout? S-H-O-U-T.
Three.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
How about other?
Two. Why is it so hard to...
Unfortunately, I'm not guessing in a way that it's going to help. Like, I can't. I'm not getting closer and closer.
I'm very interested to see how your strategy evolves so I can use it.
I don't have strategy, so there's nothing.
I know.
That's evolving.
Right now, you're just like throwing things at the wall, and we'll see how you kind of narrow in.
How about hunts? H-U-N-T-S.
Hunty. Okay.
Hunty. It's the word hunty.
Oh, hunty. Hunts is two.
Huh, okay. So I feel like it's...
This is funny.
I feel like H and S are pretty... It's really hard to get like some of them.
Maybe you should go one off, because if you go one off, then you know exactly where the score changes, right? Like,
that's true, but it's just gonna...
But with shout, for example,
yeah,
you shout has three, and if you go one off of shout, okay, which is hard to...
How about snout? No, that's snout. Not really a word, right?
Snout is a word.
S-N-O-U-T.
Is that... Okay. A pig snout.
Yeah. Okay.
Snout is three.
Okay. So snout is three and shout is three, which makes me think it's not the S.
Not the S.
Or not the H.
Okay.
And it's...
Or
also
the N.
Not N. Yeah.
Okay. Unless you swapped them for whatever.
Yeah. So then how about S-H-I-T-E, shite?
Shite. One.
What?
Sorry.
No
two.
Way. Impossible.
Sorry.
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the word. You put shite four, but it was shite two.
It was shite. Shite is two.
Yes.
Okay, so shout is three, and shite is two.
Yes.
and Snout is 3.
This is really fun.
This sucks. I hope everybody is playing along at home. So OU.
You can put it on to 2x speed if you're listening at home.
How about short? S-H-O-R-T.
S-H-O-R-T. 2.
Okay. So I think, so the U is there. So it's like, well, S star. Now I just have to look at this. S star O-U-T. We're not necessarily sure about all of them. Well, actually, I know one of them is also wrong. I was just about to say South, but that's an anagram of shout. So that doesn't really
help. That's so funny.
How about Skort?
Skort is 2.
Skort is 2. What am I doing? Now I'm just flailing.
Try to think of like words that are 5 letters.
Words that are 5 letters. And I'm also just trying to think about like words that you and I would talk about.
Like, oh, I wouldn't go down that route. Like I'm not doing like a fun Laura Collin word. Okay. I'm just doing a word.
Is it your name?
It's Laura.
Is it my name?
No. No.
Okay. Why? Wow, yeah, now I'm just trying to remember what we think. Because Peach has 1.
Peach has 1. And Shout has 1. As 3, sorry.
Shout has 3. And
but it might not be the same one.
The only overlapping letter between Shout and Peach is H.
And then H between Short and Skort didn't change anything.
Yes, exactly. So it's not H. So now I have to look at Shite. Shite has 4. Peach has 1.
Shite has 2.
Shite had 2. I got to get rid of that one.
I know. There's no way to delete.
How about like P O U Pouty. P O U T Y. How about that?
2.
The hell?
This is fun.
All right. Now I'm thinking like maybe the A. T A U. Tazu. Not a word. T A T O U. Tusa. Not a word.
Okay, we definitely won't do the round with me towards you.
No, because this game is impossible.
This is so hard, but I think I have a way. I think I have a strategy I would use.
Okay, what was your strategy?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, then we're never going to end.
I mean, I think you're killing it with the short score one. So just try and eliminate every letter and shout. Try and do...
It's harder than you think.
I know.
Because you have to come up with a...
A five-letter
word. I can't guess nonsense.
Yeah. I know.
Right. I'm trying to... Like, you can't just take... Well, you can take shout and change letters, but then you have to rearrange them into an actual word.
Exactly. That's what I would do. I'm going to open the anagram finder and just...
How about outre? O-U-T-R-E.
O-U-T-R-E is 3.
Outre. That's... Okay. So a shout. O-U-T... We know it's not H. So I wonder if it's like C and O-U-T. How about count?
C.
C-O-U-N-T.
2.
The hell? So maybe... I was about to say that doesn't make sense. Outre has 3. Count has 2. So it's not all of O-U-T. Well, yeah, Pouty had 2 as well. Yeah, I'm not guessing intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's S, O, and U, I think. And then something from Peach. How about scour? S-C-O-U-R.
Oh, that's three.
Not C, though. It's three. And I think that's...
I feel like, yeah, you're like honing in.
Scour is probably... S-C-O... Oh, so... S-C... Oh, I was going to say a C-O-R-E, but I know it's not that.
Score.
Yeah. Ow. I've guessed fun. Most of the things in there.
Agreed. What are other letters in peach you haven't used? You haven't ruled out?
I think A and P. P, well.
P you kind of ruled out with pouty.
That's true.
Between pouty and outre.
Okay. How about like C-O-A Coles, C-O-A-L-S.
Two.
The hell?
I know. Well, you've kind of ruled out C. You've kind of, yeah. So now between scour and Coles, you've lost one.
Yeah. So I lost the U.
Yeah. And then what are other letters in peach that could be the one?
I guess the E. It has to be the E, right?
Yeah, you haven't guessed the E at all.
E. Well, it's a pretty common character, huh? Okay, yeah. So what did we say? We said it was E, S, C.
No, the C, no.
O. What's the one that had three? Outre had three. Right, has the E, has the O. Doesn't have an S. So maybe a T.
No. You had it before with pouty, then outre, then count, then scour. You were killing it with the OU.
At the OU. OU and an E.
And an S.
And an S. Now I'm just trying to come up with any.
I know, yeah. Now it gets hard. I'm so sorry to our listeners. This is good because now that we've lost all of them, we can talk about anything in the rest of this episode.
Can I guess proper nouns?
Yeah.
Okay, how about soul? S-E-O-U-L.
S-E-O-U-L. One, two, three, four, four.
Okay. Right. So now, unfortunately, I do just have to come up with a word that contains S-E-O-U and a consonant. Or not.
I chose this word because people like spell it out loud a lot. And like people go like, but with letters instead of the in a song a lot of times.
Is it E-I-E-I-O?
No, no repeats.
Banana. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Close. Not close. I mean, just, yeah, it's a word like that.
It's close in that it's a word.
But it's five letters and there's no repeats and it has O-U-S-E.
Yeah, now I'm just trying to be like, okay, what's a combination? So these would often end with O-U-S-E. Okay, and we know, I can't guess louse because I know it's not that. Oh, how about mouse?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, actually, that's not how you're supposed to play Jotto. You're just supposed to say five. And then I have to determine, do I want to guess mouse or not?
Oh, then you determine if you want to switch it around and guess, Esiom.
Yeah. Is the word Esiom?
It's Esiom.
Okay, that five. Was Jotto.
So terrible. Such yeah, terrible.
I personally did not enjoy that.
So sorry. We can't release this episode. This is crazy.
All right, get your roommate to start wailing.
I know. I think that will work better. I think sometimes when you're making a good show, you got to make mistakes gotta that you know. Break a couple
eggs, make omelet.
Exactly. And this was an egg that I broke. And I broke an egg.
Made a good omelet.
I made a pretty good omelet.
Yeah, no regrets.
No regrets, but I'm sorry.
Five out of five show. All right. Now, ostensibly the point of the show, The Crossword, Thursday, January 7th, 2021, Matthew Stock and Sid Sivakumar. My time, 8:11.
Oh, my time says 101 hours.
I got that too. I wonder what goes on there.
Oh, yeah, my time is 8:46.
Okay.
So close to you. If I had just been a little faster, I would have gotten you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of how it works. Yeah. This one, you texted me that you did not get it on the day.
I did every single. Yeah, I finished the grid and was like, what is it? Like, I knew yeah, that was something going on with all these X's, but I didn't know what they were replacing.
It's absolutely baffling to me that you could finish this one without like using the theme. Like you are a genius.
No, like, there's like a chain of four X's in every word. So once you get one X, you can kind of guess where the
Well, the revealers strike that out on the floor, strike that. And it's basically removing THXT. That's not how that song goes. In my mind, it is. I actually grew up outside of America, and so we actually had different music.
What?
Yeah, you're so Anglo-centric.
Yeah.
Wasn't gonna say something interesting.
I doubt it.
What's this on my face?
You, the theme, the revealer was strike that, 59 across, words of correction.
Oh my God, put like candle ash on my face. Okay, it's good for the skin. So
drag my ass, put candle ash on me.
Drag my ash, put candle ass on me. Yeah, so you take out THAT from all these long ones. So we have cocktail specification with a twist, but it becomes with XXXX whist. And then we have get your negative energy out of here is don't hate, which I thought was a good fill, but instead it becomes Dawn XXXXE because it took out THAT. Dawn, then we have
Don't Hate.
Dawn XXXE. Then we have 2007 Black Comedy directed by Frank Oz. It's Death at a Funeral, and this is DXXXX a Funeral because I took out THAT. Then we have Fedora's EG, which is Felt Hats.
That one's pretty
And
funny.
That's Fel XXXX. Yes. Felt hats.
Felt hats is unfortunate. It is like clearly they were like, oh shit, we gotta have one more.
It's so funny because when I saw this clue, for some reason I was down at the bottom of the grid first, and when I saw this clue, I was like, ah, felt hats. And then it didn't like quite fit with the other thing. I like had socks in there already, Beantown Team, and I had South by Southwest XXXW, so I had these X's in there, and I was like, oh, felt hats doesn't fit, but I was very proud that that was what it actually was.
It is fun. Yeah, your friend who was like, how do I get better at crosswords? One of them is do this puzzle, because there are so many short words that have X in them that just show up all the time.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Ibex, Onyx, Leo XI even. I've seen a lot.
Gen Xer, Kai's, SOX.
Thanks. Texter's message of appreciation. THX. Thanks. Kind of TV cable. Ox.
33 down, I think, is the only one that goes through twice, which is harmful bacterial secretion. Exotoxin.
That was something I've never heard of, and I've been obsessed with gut health recently, and exotoxins. I'm obsessed with exotoxins, how to get more into my diet, more out of my diet. Yeah. This is so fun because the THAT was never like a classic that. It's not like they were like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
They're all spanning. It goes across multiple words.
Yeah. Because I would have done something like, whatever, Nickelodeon, SNL.
Yeah. All XXX. Yes.
All XXXX. But they did nothing boring
like this.
The clue
for yours is Nickelodeon, ellipsis, SNL, and then asterisk hand waving.
You know. Nickelodeon, SNL. Oh, can we make a crossword that's written like someone would say it?
Like someone's telling you the clues.
Like someone's telling you in like charades.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, two words. Sounds like
Nickelodeon. Sounds like it was on Nickelodeon, I think, or maybe
Keenan.
Yeah, something like that. But the THATs here like span multiple words. Like I really liked with a twist.
Yeah.
Actually, don't hate.
I think don't hate is really fun. Good too. Death at a funeral is like true. It is a movie nobody has ever thought of or talked about, so that's hard.
And then I don't know.
Felt hats is felt hats.
That's great. Felt hats. So this is fun. I mean, it is a shame that there are so many like short X words caused by this puzzle, but none of them were that annoying. Like,
yeah,
all of them were pretty, you know, extra socks. SXSW, like, they're all okay.
I know. It's like, I think it's a good theme. I'm just looking at the grid. There's a lot of glue, which I think is a result of, you know, having five themed answers, some of them including a lot of X's. We got Brian Eno. We got Ibises. We got Ollie, A-L-I-I.
How'd you feel about 38 down? More than can be imagined. A zillion. I personally can imagine a zillion.
I remember... Oh, okay, this is going to be like when I was in elementary school, there's this like children's author who came to speak to us and read a book to us. And he had this book, which I'll go find later, about like crazy large numbers that I always liked reading.
Fun.
And I remember him being like, oh, did you guys know that a zillion's not real? Or like, you know, there's like a billion, there's a trillion, but there's no such thing as a zillion.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, there is. And just in fourth grade was a mind melting moment. Just be like, a zillion's not real. That's not actually a real number. I think he taught us about a Google and a Googleplex at that.
I think I read this book as well over in Africa, because I remember reading Google and Googleplex and being like, well, those are too big. Like, no one, you can't, those don't mean anything because they're too big. Yeah. Okay. So this puzzle was good. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. And we're done.
I really liked 47 down. A to A, say, was an octave. For some reason, that was like pleasing to me. I think maybe because I've been thinking a lot about pianos recently since I chatted with someone at the company we work at. We do like coffee chats every week where you get randomly paired to like go on a date with someone pretty much.
You basically are going on a date with them.
You basically have to kiss them. And I went on a coffee date with someone random I'd never talked to, and I was gesticulating wildly with my hands at one point, just talking about, like, well, it's crazy, like, the future of the company is XYZ. And he was like, wait, can you stop for a second, show me your hands? And and then he was like, wow, you must be really good at playing piano because you have very long hands that can like span octaves. And
did you say thank you?
I said thank you, smooched, and walked out. But no, it was so interesting because it unlocked a memory for me that every single piano teacher, I had a string of piano teachers because we were moving around and I kept having a different piano teacher, and every single one would start with like, oh, I am so excited to teach this young lady. Look at her hands. Yeah. Like, look at her hands. Like, they were just salivating over my long, like, spidery, scary hands.
I'm surprised that, you know, that you can look at a person's hands in a camera, on a webcam, and determine the actual size, because you and I are now just doing a thing right now. There's like a whole weird perspective thing going on. Sometimes I can make them look
like
huge.
This?
If I lean back and I put my hand really close to the camera, I have gigantic hands. It is a,
it's crazy.
A Gandalf Frodo thing right here. It's like, whoa, how did they get Ian McKellen and Elijah Wood in the same shot to look so different?
I guess there's magic in Middle Earth.
I guess Ian McKellen is 8 feet tall and Elijah Wood is 3 feet tall. There's no other way.
I think maybe if you're putting your hands like close to my face, because my hands like eclipse my face. So maybe I was doing something like this.
They do not eclipse your face. Is your hand bigger than your face means you have cancer.
Ow. You just hit me.
Laura did it for herself. She followed through.
My muscle memory of to hit myself in the face after that. it's also been an insecurity of mine. I don't have many insecurities, as we've talked about, but one insecurity of mine while growing up was that people would always look at my spider hands and say things like spider hands. And I'd be like,
no.
Okay, but
and you'd say,
pretty
stop.
Good at playing piano. I'd be like, hey, no, be nice to me right now. and it worked every time. And then I kind of forgot about it through college. And then I got to the company where we met and it became like a like a strange refrain around the office that like I had like big scary witch hands. Yeah. And I totally forgot about it, but people just kept bringing it up, and they bring it up in nice ways, like, oh, like I think it's so cool that you have like big scary hands, like that's like so unique and different.
I love to know that even in this, you know, in this weird, in the 21st century, or not even 20, in like 2020 and 2021, when we're all remote and we're all talking to each other on cameras, a man can still make a woman like feel weird about her body in a work chat.
It's really funny. I didn't feel weird. I was actually like very flattered to be able to be recognized.
Still remark on a woman's body even when not having to occupy the same space as her.
It was really crazy because then later he was like, "Your tits are great too," and I was like, "Okay."
He's like, "Hey, can you walk away for a second? I just want to see what I'm working with.
I just want to check like one last thing." So yeah, that was cool, I guess.
That does sound cool.
I do love these coffee chats because our company is majority male, and so I just every single week. I think I ran the numbers and it was.
Calculating. Majority male.
100% male? Yeah, we just have a gender robot. Our startup is this a robot that goes into companies and it's just like beep, boop, 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 boop. Majority male. Makes everyone feel bad.
It looks like BB-8. It just sort of rolls from office to office.
BB-8's so hot. And we could definitely use that to sell more robots. Anyway, I have, like, every single week I have a different, like, 30-minute chat with some, like, dude I've never talked to who I have to, like, very awkwardly, like, tell about my podcast.
You don't have to. No, I don't. And every single time they all have a different new thing about your body to remark on.
I know. Your nose is so powerful. Yeah.
And tell me what you mean by that.
What was that clue in maybe, or that film maybe Saturday or Sunday, like, Jada-esque? No, what was it? The, like, having stately beauty. Something
I don't remember. I mean, no, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, there was something in the Saturday this week that had a very weird feel that reminded me of people would always call my face very beautiful and like in a weird way. Like, your face has this, like, very, like, stately, Jesus, kind of powerful, angular beauty because I have a big nose.
You know how, like, when you take, like, a Grecian urn and you drop it on the ground and it shatters? So it's like...
And there's something beautiful
about the destruction and how fucked up it is that you have all these shards of pottery. That's what you look like.
That is exactly the kind of compliment I get, and I wish I were kidding. It's just, like, men who have been obsessed with it.
Like, Barbie doll and you microwaved it. And so, like, it obviously had, like, good features to begin with because it was a Barbie, and it's kind of, like, falling apart. But there is still something there. You do think that you could maybe, like, reforge it back into a Barbie. That's what
and
you look
if
like.
If you squint, there's just, like, something captivating about, like, the juxtaposition of destruction and beauty, so an obscured beauty.
You know when you're, like, walking by and they've just refertilized a bunch of, like, a whole park and it smells like manure and you're like, oh, I hate that smell, but I do kind of like it. There is something appealing about just acres and acres of manure. That's like you.
Thank you. I always have to be like, thank you, like, you too. They're like, no, I'm classically beautiful. Like,
thank you. You too are also beautiful in a fucked up way.
Yeah, you also look kind of melted.
You also make me smile and grimace. Yeah.
Sometimes I hate you so much I just want to hang out with you more. I get that one a lot. Oh no, is that the one you were about to give me? No. Yeah. It's cool. The kind of compliments Colin gives me are like, please don't make me compliment you. Do I really have to do this? Like, no, this is not my love language.
Please stop talking to me. Stop talking. I'm asleep. Like,
this is making me uncomfortable.
I'm turning off my red receipt. That's the kind of compliments I give you.
Yeah, which make me feel good in a different way. So there's just different ways to be friends with people.
Yeah, I guess the way I prefer to be friends puzzle. With you is not.
Oh, I'm having such a hard day. Not a good show for me. This episode was not triumphant for me.
You feel like we've talked about everything?
We only have 4 minutes left, and I think I'm just spiraling.
Four cross, so. Drum typically played with one hand, tabor. Okay.
Tabor, okay.
And you like this.
I think I would eat some Tabor Tots. What do you think?
See, that's good. It should say Tabor Tots, and that should be the clue.
That should be the clue.
The clue
and
should
the
just be Tabor Tots, but the answer is Tabor.
I really like that, where every now and then a clue is just the fill.
But you never know. That's so funny. It is like occasionally, very rarely, we'll have like a friend send us, be like, hey, my friend made a crossword puzzle. And you'll look at it and like none of the clues are correct. They're like one in two letter long fills. It is not, it's not a 15 by 15 grid. It's like a 37 by 8 kooky rectangle that also,
it's like not quite grammatically like right in terms of clues.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then they're like, what do you think?
The tenses are all off, and we're like, okay, well, fuck us, because we don't do anything. So
yeah. Like, this is still better, this than, still the better than our jack squat we've made. That being said, like, what the fuck is this garbage broken Grecian urn that you've dropped on a page? I guess it's cool.
Okay.
We have to go. So this is, I'm going to give it a 1 for theme and a 1 for puzzle, which is a 2.
I'm going to give it a 1 for theme and a 0 for puzzle, which is a 1.
So averaging it out, that's a 1.5, which is pretty high for us. So actually, congratulations to our new highest scorer. Oh, two people, Matthew Stock and Sid Sivakumar.
Yep.
That's pretty huge. You can email crossedpod@gmail.com to collect your prize. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. And happy solving.
And happy solving.
Safe solving.
And safe solving.